Dishmaya, Baruch Hashem, we're in Bitachon, in Biyam Darkecha, a chapter on trust in Hashem, page Resh Pebet 282. Huh? No. Mizat Hashem, the title of this chapter is Bitachon, El Yeshuati Eftach Velo Ifchad. Hashem is my salvation. I will trust in him and I won't be scared. Ma'u pachad, what is fear? Pachad hu davar kasheh. Fear is a very hard thing. Kshu bar b'chozek, hu mamash mishatek et adam. And when it comes in strength, when fear comes in a very strong way, it can even really paralyze a person, put him out that he can't really do much. Ki kasher adam shomea shmu'ot al dvarim shalulim levo alav, when a person hears rumors that things are about to come upon him, and not only that, you see proof in what the people are saying, in the rumors that are going around. The person is then obviously going to end up getting scared. According to the person's understanding, the threat is imminent, it's true, it is real, according to what he's seeing. Sorry. And then a person starts to think, who knows what's going to be with me? Where does fear come from? It comes from this thought that there's a person or anything else here that wants to and can do bad to me. You know, we've gone through this book a million times, the main lesson, right? There's nothing besides Hashem. Creations don't have any power to themselves. The answer to fear, to anxiety, to anything like this, is bitachon, is trust. It's an outcome. It's the product of clear emunah. Shadam yodea shakol biyad Hashem, that a person knows that everything is in the hand of Hashem. V'kol pe'ula shenaaset ba'olam, and any action that is done in this world, afilu haktana biyoter, even if it's the smallest thing in the world that I go to do, naaset rak ba'achlata uvekoach shelo yitbarach. Anything that happens in this world, decision was made that something can happen in this world, something will come into fruition, it's only by way of Hashem's choice. And only by way of His power. Uverega sheze barur la'adam, and the second that this is clear to the person, en lo shum pachad mishum davar, he has no fear from anything. Ki mevin she'en le'af echad koach, person who understands this knows that no one has power in this world besides Hashem. Ve'lo yechol levo le'adam nezek mishum davar ba'olam, ela rak im Hashem yitbarach shalach oto, v'Hashem yitbarach oseh hakol le'tova. No damage, no loss can come from anything in the world, only by way of Hashem sending it. And Hashem does everything for my good. V'kol ma she'nira shemishu itzliach la'asot, anything that looks as if a person was successful in doing something, v'kilu yesh lo koach, and as if that person has any power against me or any power at all, zo lo hatzlacha shelo, ela ze kara ki kach haya ratzon Hashem yitbarach. It's not that that person was successful in coming against me. It's that that was the will of Hashem, that that person will come right now against me. Ela shu yitbarach sivev et zeh, Hashem caused that it would happen. Hashem makes it appear as if people did something with their own power. The whole entire reason that is allowed in this world, that we don't see Hashem behind everything and it appears as if someone else is doing it, is only a test to see. He's going to try to trick you. Do you think, do they have any power themselves? Do you really believe? Yeah, on a very, very, very fine line, right? Believing that a human being has any power, a very fine line to something that is, you know, one of the three cardinal sins. Right? So like, how much do you believe that this person has power? That's all it is a test. Every Jew knows clearly. There's nothing besides Hashem. None of the creations has any of their own reality or any existence by themselves. Not even for a moment. Without the light of Hashem, the life force coming down at any moment into the creations, every single one of them according to where they need to be. Right? Right. Even in a Rasha, right? The footnote here says, even in a Rasha, a wicked person, There it's just really, 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 really covered up. It's like in a ton of garments, a ton in concealment, right? But still there, everything he does is only by way of the power of Hashem. It's just really, really, really covered up. Every Jew knows clearly that there's no person in the world, there's no power in the world that can do anything to you without Hashem deciding it. And if you know that, then for sure you shouldn't be afraid of anything. And in order to strengthen this feeling, this emotion, it's good to draw for yourself in your mind, in your thoughts, the truth. At any given time, the scary creation is nullified in front of you, and it disappears. And then from that, you renew yourself again. So whenever you have this feeling of something that has a power against you, and you're getting scared of it, right? And all of us, we go through different things in life. Sometimes it could be a person, it could be a situation, it could be a job, it could be whatever it is, right? Go into your mind, do a meditation, and see that thing in front of you, standing there, bothering you, and then imagine it completely, poof, disappearing. And from that, renew yourself, and go out back into the world. Drill this truth deeper into you, עוד ועוד, deeper and deeper, להבין שהשם יתברך, to really understand that Hashem is the only power and He's all the life force of the world. He's the only true reality. There's nothing besides Hashem at all. Right? And if you do in your mind, Yudke Vavke, contemplate with that Hashem is everything and He's giving existence to everything and there's no other power besides Him. And remember at any single moment, any movement, anything that you do in life, Shama Lufo Shel Olam. There you will find the master of the world. A person doesn't cut his finger down in this world if it wasn't decreed up above. The more you contemplate this, the more you talk about this, and you pray to merit to this level, so too the emunah will be strengthened in you and you will get less and less fear in life. Everything comes down to how clear is the emunah for me. The more a person puts in effort to merit, to come to recognize and to feel a tangible sense of the reality of Hashem clearly, and to see Hashem's light in everything in life, that anything that's done in the world is only done by way of the Shekhinah, the presence of Hashem. Then all of the scary powers that you see in the world, they appear to you like puppets, like little dolls, like little puppets, right? It's a game.
Hillary Clinton.
It's good to contemplate on the miracles of leaving Egypt. Look how well it connects to that. I forgot this is in here, right? And the rest of the miracles that were done to the nation of Israel by way of Hashem, contemplate them more and more. By way of those miracles, how Hashem showed the strength and the might of His great hand. How all of the people in the world are really nothing in comparison to this light. וכמו שאמר כתוב, למען תספר באוזני בנך ובן בנך את אשר התעללתי במצרים ואת אותותיי אשר שמתי בם. Why did all of that happen? Why did Hashem do such miracles to take us out of Egypt? למען תספר באוזני בנך, so that you will tell in the ears of your children, ובן בנך, and the son of your son, את אשר התעללתי במצרים, how I abused מצרים, how I messed with them, ואת אותותיי אשר שמתי בם, and all of all of the signs, all of the clear symbols, right? The signs that I Hashem run the world.
Yeah.
And He, that same God, blessed be He, will do us miracles as well. Hashem will never abandon His nation and His nachala, His portion, right? He will never leave it. Meaning His nation, Am Yisrael, He will never leave us. Though that's the case, we have to pray for sure For sure we have to pray in order to arouse the mercy of heaven, and to pray that we will merit to sanctify Hashem's name. And you have to pray that you'll see with your own eyes the pasuk that says, like the days when you went out of the land of Egypt, I will show you wonders. Right? So a person, when they start to have fear, go into this contemplation of seeing the fear, the thing that is bothering you in front of you, completely disappearing, and contemplate all of the miracles that Hashem did. The reason He did it was to show the whole entire world that Hashem is running the world, and He's behind everything. And He will never leave Am Yisrael. He will never leave you alone in your problems and in your things. So it's not, it's a fear, that it's just a test. Why? Bring you closer to Hashem. Contemplate on Hashem. Recognize that Einod Milvado. Even if the thing's going to end up happening, the person's going to sue you, or the person's going to do whatever it is, you're going to get a ticket, you have to pay it. It's from Hashem, it's for your good. There's always a way to get to the light that Hashem is looking out for you, and to connect back to that. So we have tests, nisyonot. Zeh ma shekvar higia otanu David. David HaMelech, he calmed us down in this idea. Ve'amar sheyoshev b'shamayim yischak. Hashem yil'ag lemo. Right? Hashem sits in Shemaim, in heaven, and he's laughing. Hashem, like, makes fun of everything that's going down here, right? We have to know, Hashem, we have to know clearly, all the plans that anybody has to come do against this evil, there's no way to any of them. Hashem is the only master of the house. Hashem is laughing at them. Hashem is just waiting, just laughing, just waiting. Look at them, look at these fools. וכלשון הפסוק שמתברר שלא רק שהשם יתברך ינצח אותם. Like the pasuk explains, not only will Hashem overcome them, not only will Hashem defeat them, אלא שהוא לועג ושוחק עליהם. Not only that, Hashem is actually ridiculing them, laughing at them. דיינו שיש כאן צחוק אחד גדול. It's all one big joke. It's all one big laugh. כי הם חושבים את עצמם לבעלי הכוח. Why is it a joke? They think they have power. They think they have some kind of ability in the world. They put a lot of emphasis and a lot of resources into trying to bring evil into the world against the Jews. As if they have in their hand the power to decide. Right? As if the power is in their hands. Right? And it appears to them that nothing that they plan to do will be stopped. The truth is, it's all a game. They have no power to themselves at all. They have no real reality to themselves. It's all just one big illusion. It's all just in their imagination. All of the power only belongs to the Creator, blessed be He. The whole entire creation is like puppets in his hand. And this is what it means, a joke. Right? When you have a joke, when you have all this different nonsense that's going on, it's nothing. It's shtiyot. It's foolishness. Everything is completely the opposite. To be successful in a war, it's wondrous. It's amazing. It's a wonder. But you can't laugh about a person that's losing in the war. But when you can laugh, that means it's all nonsense, right? On war, we don't laugh about war. Even on the side that lost the war sucks, right? We don't laugh about that. But when it's all a joke, when it's all nonsense and they don't even have power, there's not even really a war going on here, nothing's really going to even happen, that's nonsense. That we laugh. That we can laugh about. Ela utzu etza v'tufar debiru devar v'lo yakun ki imanu el. Right? You have to remember that. Utzu etza v'tufar. They have advice, they take advice, they try to come together, G20, UN, General Assembly, all these different Davos, all these different meetings, they come together to make plans and strategies, right? And they sew things together, and they talk amongst each other. None of it will have any sustenance, none of it will come into fruition. Why? Because Hashem is with us.
Is that from Gila and Gila's history?
It's from Tehillim.
That was from the last line of Gila's
history. What's it? It's also what Chabad and the Chida says to say after tefillin.
Umimele
kasher yetzara mafkid et ha'adam, and when the yetzara comes to confuse a person and to scare them, umochiach lo beochachot shu tzarich lefachad, and it proves to the person with proof that they should be scared. Ein tzarich la'ashiv b'milchama se'ara v'lachdir l'shanen עוד ועוד את האמת הגמורה שהכל רק ביד השם תברך. As soon as a person, the Yetzer Hara comes to make us scared, we have to go into retaliate with a war cry, a wrath. We have to retaliate and to drill again and again and again the truth completely into our heart. Everything is in the hand of Hashem. And like the rabbi said, אין אדם לוקף את בו למטה, אלא אם כן, מכריזים עליו מלמעלה. A person will not get affected down here if they did not decree it up above. והחיים והמוות הם אך ורק ביד השם יתברך. Life and death are only and only in the hand of Hashem. כמו שכתוב, אשר בידו נפש כל חי ורוח כל בשר איש. Like it's written, it's in his hand, the soul of everything living, and the spirit of all flesh of man. ואם יאמר היצר, if the יצר says to the person, Alo itzlichu ktsad, they're going to be a little bit successful. Ta'aneh lo, answer him. Im itzlichu ha-reshayim la'asot mashu. If the wicked people were successful in doing anything, ze rak yakach Hashem yitbarach ratza. It's only because that's what Hashem wanted to come into the world. Ve'adarabah, and even more so, b'zeh hu gorem lehem lachshov shehem machlitim. By way of this, it caused, right, for them to think that as if they have decision, they make the decision. Ve'lagbir et ga'avatam, and it caused them now to have more pride in their chest, the dafka biglal zen, specifically because of that, it came b'hem b'sofo shel davar l'shamedam ad ad, because now they're getting haughty and they think that they were successful in their plan and they were able to do something. All it was Hashem now to allow them to do a little bit so that their chest would be blown up a little bit, and then l'shamedam ad ad, to be completely annihilated until all eternity. Eternity. They don't really have any power to do any damage at all. Everything is completely divine providence, specifically down to the finest needle, finest dot. Everything is done according to the godly plan. They were given the ability. What ability do they have? What power do they have? To make it appear and to give over this illusion as if they do have the power in their hand. And in the end, הם יפלו בבור שהם קראו לאחרים. In the end, they're going to fall into the pit that they made for others.
Yes, they always do.
ואילו לישראל יצא טוב, דווקא מתוך מה שנראה סכנה. And from it came out good, specifically, right? Now that the wicked was taken out, he fell into the pit that he buried for that he made for the others. Now, specifically, the good came out of exactly the problem. Like he said, Haman, right? He made the gallows for Mordechai, and in the end, that's where he was hung. Mordechai was on the horse.
So Iran's going to nuke themselves?
I don't know. V'tzarich l'shanen, and we need to repeat to ourselves over and over again, shelo yitachen le'echad la'azik l'chavero. It's not possible for one to hurt his friend. Ela akol rak b'ashgachat Hashem yitbarach. Everything is divine providence from Hashem. Only Hashem, only His power, that's everything. To go deeper and deeper. Until this emunah, this knowledge, this loyalty, emunah from the word loyalty, this loyalty, this emunah will be living in your heart. You won't be scared of anything. By way of this, you're going to shatter klipot fast. Then he's given meira lekiuma pasuk, and quickly you're going to get to the existence of the pasuk. The meleah haaretz there et Hashem kimaim leyam yichasim. Right, the whole entire world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, like the water covers the ocean. Right, v'haya havaya lemelech al kol haaretz. Hashem will be the king over the whole entire land. Be'yom ahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. On that day, His name and His expression, right, Hashem, His essence and His expression will be one. So why is it then that people that have emunah, all of us in the room, everybody listening, people that have emunah, how is it then that we get scared? Midat ha-pachad shorsho b'midat ha-gvura. Pachad, fear, is rooted in gvura. כשזה מצייר בקליפה, עניינה הוא, when this comes down and is formed into a klipa, what happens? שאדם חושב שיש לו מציאות. A person thinks that he himself has come some kind of reality. I start to think I am something, right? וגבורה לעצמו, and you have, I have might myself. ומתוך שהוא חושב את עצמו למציאות עצמית, because now he starts to think of yourself as some kind of entity, ממילא הוא חושב שגם לשני יש מציאות. So then he looks at the other as also being some kind of power. וממילא נוצר אצלו הפחד, and then from that comes fear. שאולי המציאות של השני תתגבר על המציאות שלו. Maybe, if I'm something and I have power myself, then that means that he has power. And now there's a situation that maybe his power will overcome my power, my being. His reality will overcome my reality. That is fear. That is fearful. That causes fear. ולכן יש אנשים שמתקשים לא לפחד. Then therefore there's people and it's hard for them to not get into fear. It's hard for them to stay with trust. They get very quickly, they get scared, right? אף שהם יודעים שהשם דיברך מהווה הכל, they know Hashem is the only one that brings existence to the world all the time. ואין שום מציאות בלעדיו, and there's no reality besides Hashem. יודעים את גבורתו וכוחו, they know Hashem's might and his power, ואת גודל חולשת האדם, and they know how weak the person really is. והטעם בזה הוא, the reason here for this is, כי הם רוצים לחיות את האמונה. They want to live the אמונה רק על הצד השני. Only on the second side, only on the other side. Meaning, להרגיש שהשני שמפחיד אותי, הוא אין לו מציאות. He who is coming to scare me, he has no reality, he has no being. אבל לא זוכרים לחשוב כך גם על עצמם. But the person that thinks like this about the other that's coming to scare him, he forgets to think this about himself. ולכן זה לא מצליח, therefore you're not successful. כי צריך לחיות אמונה עוד עד הסוף. בכל העניינים, אמונה has to be lived out in everything until the end. So if that person has no power against me, that means I have no power at all. Because we're both humans. If that human has no power and only Hashem has power, that means I also have no power. And if I only think that he doesn't have power against me, but my power and my reality, I still matter, I still count as something, then I'm not really living that emuna until the end. ולכן כל פעם שנרגיש פחד, therefore anytime a person feels fear, ורוצה להיכנס לחשוב על אותו אחד שמפחיד אותו, and you want to start now going to contemplations about that person that's scaring you, שאין לו כוח ומציאות, and he has no reality, he has no power against me, יקדים תחילה לחשוב כך על עצמו. First things first, think about yourself. First things first, put yourself in check. וכשיזכור שאין לו חיים עצמיים, אלא כל מציאותו היא חיות של השם יתברך, אזי בקל יזכה גם לחוש שאף אחד לא יכול לקחת לו את זה. The second you come and you remember that you yourself don't have your own life, that your whole reality and all of your life force is only from the life force of Hashem, azai, then and then it will be much easier for you to feel that no one else can take anything from you, because you don't have anything to be taken from you. You are nothing. You are nothing. You are an expression of Hashem. No one can stop that besides Hashem. ויש כאן נקודה נוספת בעניין הזה. There's another point here. והיא שמדרגה הזאת, at this level, להרגיש שאין כוח לטבע ולאנשים, to feel that there's no nature and there's no power to people, היא מדרגה שמבטלת את מציאות הקליפה. This is a level that can nullify the reality of klipa, of the uncovering of the garments, of the concealment. וחושפת את האמת האלוקית שבעולם. This, by doing this, it reveals the true godliness in the world, or the godly truth in the world. והנה האדם לא יכול לחיות את המדרגה הזאת בהרגשה אמיתית כל זמן שבמעשיו הוא כן דבוק בקליפות. A person can't live this way as long as they're still clinging to the קליפות. והוא מחובר עימה בכל מיני עניינים ודעת. And a person, as long as a person is connected to klipot, meaning their excessive use of substances, of eating too much, or thinking that they're important, or worrying about how they're dressed, or all these different things, as long as a person is dealing with externalities and multiplicity and thinking that about this world, then it's going to be hard to nullify klipot. If you're completely surrounded by klipot, then everything you're doing is involved with a lot of klipot. ממילא בשביל להתחבר להשם יתברך, so then, in order to connect to Hashem, ולחיות בביטחון, and to live with true trust in Hashem that nothing can come against me. צריך לחזק את יראת שמיים. Person has to strengthen their awe of Hashem, their discipline, their awe of Hashem. ולהתנתק לגמרי מהשקר של הקליפות, and to completely disconnect themselves from the lie, the vanity, the falsehood of the klipot, of the concealment. דיינו מכל ענייני התאוות, meaning from all different things of lust, שם כל דבר שאינו שייך להשם יתברך, והדבקות בו. Anything that doesn't have anything to do with connection to Hashem and clinging to Hashem. כל אחד לפי עניינו, everyone according to where they're holding, according, everyone knows themselves. כפי גודל התנתקותו מהקליפות, כך יוכל לחיות באמת את האמונה. The more a person, and to the extent that a person disconnects themselves from externalities and from klipot, so too will be the level of bitachon that they're living, the level of trust in Hashem and the lack of fear that they go through life with. Because if I don't look at anything external and I'm not over excessively attached to externalities, to this world, to pleasures, to lusts, then so too I won't be giving power to that reality. And when that reality comes to oppose me, I won't look at it, I'll go right past it. כי בוודאי אם מתמוררת שעת סכנה, when there comes a certain level of danger, צריכים לפפש במעשינו. We have to do a little bit of a check in our actions and seeing what's going on here. What did I do that this came out to me? לא כי צריך לפחד, not because I should be afraid, אלא בשביל לצאת מהקליפות, but rather to get out of the grasp of the negative energies of the קליפות, of the husk, of the cover, the concealment. כי אם יש לו פחד מהם, because if a person is scared of them, סימן שהוא עדיין קשור מהם מעט, it's a sign that they're still connected to him a little bit. וצריך כל אחד לעשות בדק בית בפועל. A person needs to check their house. So a person needs to be able to go and check their house. Meaning, ותשובה בלב, do תשובה from your heart. Check yourself. Check what's going on. What's going on? Where am I holding? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. להתנתק מכל הדברים אשר השם יתברך שונא. Disconnect yourself from everything that Hashem hates. וכל אחד לב יודע מערת נפשו לפי מדרגתו. Everybody knows the bitterness of their heart according to the level that they're holding at. They know what Hashem hates in their own particular life. And they know what's bringing them down. And they know where they need to disconnect. וכשמתנתק מהקליפות, and when a person disconnects themselves from the קליפות, אז היכול ליבו להיות בטוח על ההוויה כגמול עלי אמו, then his heart can be trusting in יוד כבבקה, in Hashem, like a baby in its mother, nursing from its mother, right? ואינו דואג על חייו. It's not worried at all. You have no fear, no worry about its life, no anxiety. וגם לא על מזונו, not on the sustenance, on the money that you need to make. כי הלא השם יתברך כבר היכה מכות נוראות במצרים והוריד לנו מן במדבר. Hashem knocked the living guts out of Mitzrayim, brought the whole entire house down on them, and then brought a sustenance from heaven that we could get any flavor we wanted while eating it. He already did that. והוציא נוזלים מסלע, brought liquid out of a boulder. ועשה לנו ניסים לאין מספר, Hashem did an infinite number of miracles for us. ובזה הראה שלא ייווצר ממנו מאומה, אז מה יש לדאוג? Hashem showed us countless times that nothing is above his reach, nothing is beyond his ability. So then why should we at all be worrying? And then you come and ask, but השתדלות, I have to put in my effort, and with this we're getting done. חלק מעניין הביטחון הוא, one part of trust in Hashem is, יפתוח בהשם יתברך שימציא לו את צרכיו. To trust in Hashem that Hashem is going to give you everything you need. ושיצליחהו במצרותיו, שיחלצהו מצרותיו, that Hashem will rescue you from all of your hardships, from all of your pressing times. ומאידך אדם מצווה לעשות השתדלות. And on the other side, a person is commanded to do some kind of השתדלות, some kind of effort in this world. And we've already explained from the Chovot HaLevavot and the Mesilat Yesharim that for sure Yishtadlut, our effort in this world, doesn't do anything. V'ayimeti, the truth is Shebenim Yaaseh Yishtadlut V'ayinim Lo, whether he does any effort in this world or whether he doesn't, Ma Sheyeh Lema'aseh, whatever it needs to be in the end, Zeh Rak Ma Sheyashim Yidorach Gazar, it's only what Hashem decreed. אלא שיש חיוב להשתדל, but we have an obligation to try. ורבים מסתפקים מהו השיעור הנכון להשתדלות. We have a question. What is my obligation when it comes to השתדלות? What is my obligation of what I have to put in my effort. To answer this, how much do you have to do? It's dependent on so many things. You can't really answer this question. This is really not an essential question at all. It's more specific. It's not really a general question. It's a more specific question. Veloso bilvad, not only that, ela shemishu ma'amid ota kemerkaz mishkal madrigat ha'bitachon shlo, whoever puts this as the main measure of my level of trust in Hashem, zo omer shu adayin lo yarad le'omek einyan. It's just a sign that the person really hasn't gotten to the end all of what is a bitachon. If you're still asking, okay, bitachon, but I have to do, how much do I have to do? That means you're not really at the depths of bitachon. Dealing with this question of if I have to and how much do I have to do, it shows that a person believes that his effort has some kind of power. God forbid, is what's written in the book. God forbid that he thinks that, right? And a person starts to have this feeling, if I were only to do what I need to do, my effort, as then for sure I'll have salvation. But a person that has Yirat Shamayim, he's asking the question, is my level of Ishtadlut fitting for my level of Bitachon? The truth is, though, there's no connection between reality and my effort. All the effort you put won't be beneficial at all from itself, by way of itself. Only Hashem is doing anything. And He's doing everything. There is halacha that we have to put in some effort. What's the question when it comes to ishtadlut? We are commanded by way of halacha that we have to put in effort. The question is, when I'm coming to check how much effort I'm putting in, is this action that I'm about to do included within that halachic measure? And this is a side question. Anogat lehanaga before that deals with my actions in application. It doesn't deal at all with the solution at the core of the solution question that we're asking, right? So whether I have to do ishtadlut or not, how much? That's according to the measure of the halacha of ishtadlut. How much do I have to really do here? That's within my halacha, not going above that. But it doesn't solve my problem then. The real person that has trust in Hashem knows that no one has power. The Shanot at the Mitzvah has no power to change the reality. It's only in the hand of Hashem. And if that's the case, when you start to think, do I have to do some effort here? You're not asking a question from, will my effort change something? And you don't even think at all for a second that the problem will be solved by you doing anything. The whole entire doubt you're having is do I have an obligation here of ishtadlut halachically or not? Because I am commanded to do in this world. Here my question is, do I have to do something here halachically or do I not? For a surgery, for example, where a person is getting sick and he's a doctor, right? So what, you can believe Hashem is going to heal you. But at a certain point, we're living in a world that Hashem commanded you to go to doctors if you really need to go to. At a certain point, when you ask the question, do I have to go to the doctor now? It's not because you believe the doctor is going to heal you. It's because you know you're commanded to do ishtadlut. You have to do some effort in this world. Not that the effort is going to help. Not that going to the doctor is going to heal you. It's not going to solve the problem to go to the doctor. But you're commanded to do. So when you do it, you're asking the question, is my wanting to go to the doctor right now, is that included into my commandment as a human being to do effort in this world or not? Well, everything we've said right now is not coming to make us say like, oh, don't do it in this world, don't put in effort. That's not what we're saying. That's a whole entire different conversation. It only came to sharpen the idea what are we coming to clarify here, to sharpen? the difference and to separate the obligation to put in effort, which is a true obligation and that is a correct idea, to the feeling that a person has that when he does his effort and he does what he needs to do in this world, that that was where his salvation came from. That is not a proper feeling. That is not a proper emotion to have. So Be'ezat Hashem, this is the idea of bitachon. Bitachon is trusting in Hashem. Fear is the opposite of trusting in Hashem. Fear comes from me, first things first, thinking that I myself have my own reality. I myself have some kind of reality and presence separate from Hashem in this world. And when I think that about myself, therefore that means that the opposition, that person that I see that's opposing me, he also has power. Because if I have power, that means he has power. And now there's a that creates a situation where there's a doubt in my head, who's stronger? It's very fitting, Yosef and Yehuda in this week's parasha, right? Who's stronger? Who has the power? And then that causes fear. But really, if I nullify myself in front of Hashem, then I'm able to nullify the other in front of Hashem. And then I find the light of Hashem, and the more I'm connected to that truth, then nothing can touch me, nothing can scare me, nothing can rock me. The way to get better at this and to come closer to this is to repeat this over and over again, to pray to get to this level, to talk about it with other people, that there's nothing besides Hashem, to pray to Hashem and to contemplate this as well, specifically by way of contemplating on all of the miracles that Hashem has done for the Jewish nation throughout time, and even more specifically on the miracles of leaving Egypt, where Hashem did everything there only to give a good show that the powers of this world that come, that the only power that they do have is to make it appear that they have power. That nullifies itself, and we are taken out. They got destroyed, and then Hashem gave us sustenance that was beyond this world without any fear in the heart of anybody. So B'ezat Hashem, may we all have this and not get scared of anti-Semitism, of jobs, of bosses, of money, of governments, of anything in the world, B'ezat Hashem. Only to have fear of Hashem and trust in Hashem.